Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. We really appreciate you guys. All right, we're in February. Boy, January went fast. For those of you who did dry January, congratulations. That doesn't mean you just jump and start drinking again. But I got to tell you guys something. I have been very concerned about our risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and how many of us are becoming more attention deficit because we don't have to wait for our food to be cooked. We could just get fast food. We don't have to wait for a letter from our boyfriend. We could get a text. We have our smartphones that give us our information and our answer instantaneously. I used to have to wait till the football game to be able to flirt with the guy I liked. And now I could just do it instantaneously. Well, I don't because I'm married, but yeah, on our smartphones. So I have been concerned that overall we are becoming more attention deficit, not to mention you don't go to a movie and sit there as a captive audience. We watch movies at home while playing games on our computer, while answering texts. So some might call it multitasking. Some might call it not holding one's attention. So it has been postulated and assumed that we have an issue with our dependence on tech and what it could be doing in terms of our risk of ADHD. Well, another study has come out saying just 2 hours of smartphone use a day can significantly increase our risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Now, even though they studied this in adolescents, I think it also extrapolates to adults. I know I am much less attentive than I used to be because I keep getting zzz or bings or dings. And I have to make sure it's not a family member. I have to make sure it's not the media. I have to make sure it's not somebody that needs to reach me right away. I once left somebody waiting, I think, 5 minutes to respond because I didn't hear the bzzz, and they were already panicking like something was wrong. We've really started to go the opposite direction. I'm watching this Masters of War show on Apple TV that takes place during World War II. And the character Buck, head character, tells his girlfriend that she'll get the letter in 2 to 3 weeks. Can you imagine in those days waiting 2 to 3 weeks to hear from your loved one? We're kind of spoiled right now. So this study, and let me give credit where credit is due. This study is from the Journal of American Medical Association Network, and they look at the association of digital media use with subsequent symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder among adolescents. They looked at 2,500 adolescents, 54.4% girls, average age about 15 years old, who did not have significant symptoms of ADHD, which we'll review. And as they did follow-ups at various times over 2 years, they found a statistically significant but modest association between higher frequency of digital media use and subsequent symptoms of ADHD. And these were self-reported use of phones. And so my guess is it's even when somebody goes, are you on your cell phone a lot? I'm like, hardly at all. I'm on air. I'm with patients. Yeah, well, I use my cell phone when I'm on air. I use my cell phone when I'm with patients. Technically, I'm using my cell phone all the time. Well, you don't take it with you to the toilet. I actually do. My cell phone is with me in the bathroom, too. It's with me wherever I go. So what is the criteria for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? So looking at DSM-5 criteria, you have to have 6 or more symptoms of inattention of the following below for kids up to age 16, 5 or more if you're over 17 and an adult. So do you fail to give close attention to details or make careless mistakes? Do you have trouble holding attention when you do tasks, play activities? Such as during my show, have you already nodded off, not paying attention to my show? That could be ADHD or attention deficit. Do you not listen when spoken to directly? Do you not follow through on instructions or fail to finish your schoolwork, your chores, your duties? Do you have trouble organizing tasks and activities, according to the CDC? Are you reluctant to do tasks that take on some severe mental effort or some require significant mental effort? Do you lose things necessary for your tasks? Well, I lost my phone. I lost my laptop. I lost my pencil. I lost my markers. Things like that. Are you easily distracted? And are you forgetful in daily activities? Now, I think the phones are more linked to that. Hyperactivity is a little different. Hyperactivity, same thing. Six or more symptoms when you're under 16. Five or more if you're older than 17 and an adult. You're hyperactive if you fidget and tap your hands and feet. While seated. Now, the only reason why I tap my hands and feet is, one, I want to burn calories, and two, I don't want a DVT. So that's not why I'm hyperactive. But I do like to move when I sit, because then I don't get a DVT. Do you leave your seat in situations when you're supposed to be sitting? So if you're supposed to sit through a movie or sit during a conference and you can't sit there long enough, that could be an issue. Do you run about or climb in situations that are not appropriate? Now, that's for kids. For adults, do you feel restless? Do you feel like you just can't sit still? Okay, that could be hyperactivity. I'm not saying I don't have hyperactivity. Are you on the go? Are you driven by a motor? Do you have difficulty taking part in leisurely activities quietly? No, I'm good. I could lay on the beach as the day is long. Do you talk excessively? Okay, so, all right, just sign me up for Ritalin right now. Do you blurt out the answer before the question has been completed? I blurt out the answer because when I know the answer, I want to get credit. In medical school, if you didn't answer first and you sat there quiet, you get in trouble. So you were taught to blurt out the answer. So yes, I blurt out the answer even if it's wrong. Do I have trouble waiting my turn in the bathroom? Yeah, if I got to pee, I got to pee. Do you interrupt or intrude on others? Like, do you butt into the conversations? Okay, well, that's me. But I got to tell you, that was me even before cell phones, okay? So I'm hyper. Sue me. But for those of you that are very dependent on your cell phones and you think it's starting to change your behavior, what happens? Rather than a dry January like we did with alcohol, what if we did like a dry cell phone sort of thing? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is an interesting email, and I've spoken about this on the show, but I think I can give you guys some tips for those of us that are having trouble learning new things. If you asked me to learn anything new right now, couldn't do it. I feel like my memory wouldn't even tolerate it. I wouldn't remember what you said. I blame COVID for changing the way my memory is. But we actually do have the potential to learn no matter what age we are. So Neil writes, how did you teach yourself Spanish? He says, I can't make myself concentrate. I have Babbel on my phone, and I bought a beginner's book, but I can't get motivated. So interesting. I think 5 years of Spanish from eighth grade all the way to high school. And as I said before, you learn, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? You know, where's the library? Mi libro es rojo. My book is red. Yeah, and for years I'm thinking, well, I guess there's libraries all over Mexico. So I need to, I can't do anything without going to a library first. And it, the reason why I was able to teach myself Spanish, and it's a fluency that's much more fluent in medical Spanish than anything else, rather than travel Spanish. You learn a lot of travel Spanish in school, is because it was do or die. I had to. When you were in medical school, when you were in training, if you didn't understand what your patient was saying, they could die. And you have to find a translator. Well, there were many, at the time, you didn't have a lot of bilingual nurses. Many patients didn't come in with families. There was like an AT&T operator you could call, but still, there could be things lost in translation, and it could add significant amounts of time to the, and if this is an emergency, I need to be able to communicate with my patient right away. So I had this little, now this was in the 90s, so I didn't have smartphone then, but I had this little electronic translator where I would type in the word I needed, and it would give me the word back. And since I knew basic grammar from my high school Spanish, I was able to put the words together. And then when you keep using the words over and over again, I ended up then being able to speak and understand. Now, it does change if it's Costa Rican Spanish or Guatemalan Spanish or Mexican Spanish or Puerto Rican Spanish. But for the most part, I was able to then become fluent enough where I could see patients and not need a translator. But it took a good year or two to get to that level. Now, could I do that now? Well, do I have the urgency? Do I have the emergent need? When you don't, it's hard to get motivated. Me, I had no choice. I had to try to understand what was going on with the person. I had to ask questions. If there was no translators, I was in trouble and the patient was in trouble. So urgency always helps, just like motivation to go to work. People keep asking me, why do we have so many people not wanting to go to work or not wanting to go into the office and do remote? Well, because they don't have that urgency of, I won't be able to eat. See, for me, when I was supporting myself, if I didn't work, I didn't eat. So if somebody called saying, Dahlia, can you take my shift? That to me means another meal. I was like, hell yeah. But if you don't have that urgency, if you're not starving, it's hard to have that motivation. So what do we do if we don't have starvation as a motivation or somebody going to die as a motivation? Then what you do is you come up with other goals. So let's say you have Easter dinner coming up and you want to cook a new dish. Well, there's your goal. You have a deadline. Sometimes stress helps you get motivated. And I need to know how to make this meal. I want to perfect it, practice it, try it out on people before the family comes over for Easter. Well, then that might be motivating for you. What if you need credits to graduate? Let's say you're in school and you need an elective. I need to graduate and I won't graduate without these, so I'll take the class. In terms of learning a language, it's hard to get motivated when you're frustrated that you have to learn a different language other than English. But many jobs out there, as you could see, want people who are bilingual. Now, and that's another thing. People will tell me, you're only bilingual if you're born into it. And so if, you know, would I consider myself bilingual? Well, it depends on what your definition is. Can I speak and understand two languages? Yes. Am I 100% fluent in either? No. My English isn't 100% fluent, but I speak English. So what you need to do is, so I talk to medical students about this all the time. I said, look, you have now a certificate or a class that you completed in medical Spanish. You have some fluency in medical Spanish. Be honest. You don't have to say you're, you know, Costa Rican born, but you could say, look, I could speak medical Spanish. How much do you need? And even I will still require a translator just so I can understand. In fact, I use subtitles when I watch things from Great Britain. Ted Lasso, although I think Ted Lasso is American made, I couldn't understand what half of the British actors were saying. It just, they spoke too fast for me. So I needed subtitles. So, you know, fluency is subjective. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So if you are thinking to yourself, I got to learn Python, because now in this day and age, if I don't have that coding language under my belt, I'm in trouble. I need to learn a language. I need to learn a skill. I need to get my real estate license. You need to set goals. And I know it seems cliche. We always say, well, set a goal, set a goal, set a date. It actually really does help. For me, when I exercise and steps, I can't go to bed until I've at least done my workout and I've at least done 10,000 steps. That's just a goal I set for myself. And when you do set these goals and then you surpass it, you're pretty happy. So set a goal that's attainable. Don't say, look, I'm going to be bilingual in Spanish by Easter. That's unattainable, just like we spoke about with the New Year's resolutions. But if you're like, you know what, I'm going to learn the basic vocabulary of an airport. ¿Dónde está el aeropuerto? Or el aeropuerto. Okay. Mi boleta está aquí. If you learn certain words, la puerta, the gate, if you learn certain words and you go, this is the vocabulary I'm going to learn, you know, then you've met a goal. And whenever you do something, it's always little by little. You know, the pilots who learned how to fly, they first had to learn what a plane was and how to do a checklist and understand the physics of a plane. So it's always steps. So get those steps done. And I know people are concerned, well, if I have ADHD, I'm not going to finish. You could change the rules on ADHD. Who cares if a book doesn't think you're going to finish? If you want to finish something, you'll finish it. So little steps, you know, making small goals and also picking something, understanding what it is the goal you want. So some people are trying to be bilingual or they're trying to learn coding because of a job issue. Right. Break down exactly what it is. I've seen people do this, say, well, I'm not going to get a job because I don't know Excel, or I don't know Microsoft 360, or I don't know QuickBooks. Now, is that really why you're not getting the job? Now, is there a bigger issue at play? Now, with learning, people ask, how do you learn in this day and age? I can't do the Quizlet, the online learning. I need to go back to old school where I have index cards. When we would learn vocabulary in high school for the SAT, I would write down the word on an index card, and then the opposite side had the definition. And so when I want to learn something again, I go back to the way I did it in the 80s. You know, some of you might be looking two-dimensional at a computer screen going, I just don't get it. I can't learn it. Then write it down. If I would read a textbook and it just all seemed like mumbo-jumbo words to me, I would write down on another piece of paper the bullet points. And then I'm like, okay, I just have to memorize these bullet points. You could still buy pen and paper, pencil and paper. It's still available. So it's okay to go back old school. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Ohio Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno told Fox News Digital that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should absolutely be impeached for failing to stop the record number of illegal immigrants coming into the United States. The heads of the world's leading social media companies testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, facing an angry group of lawmakers whose apparent patience with the risks to young people posed by those platforms appears to have run out. Three people were killed, nine others injured when a privately owned hangar that was under construction in Boise, Idaho collapsed on airport property. That collapse of the metal structure happened on the edge of Boise Airport's airfield around 5 p.m. and the investigation into what caused it is underway. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, 2 weeks ago when we found out that Snoop Dogg's daughter, Corey Brada, suffered a stroke at the young age of 24, we were in shock. As a physician, unfortunately, we see this more often than is reported, but we were very grateful to know that she survived, and they have given us updates, posted updates, that she's out of the hospital, she's home, making improvements, but we really need to have some honest conversation about stroke. Joining us next is Dr. Richard Benson, Director, Office of Global Health and Health Disparities at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, part of the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Dr. Benson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Well, we're appreciative of you. February is American Heart Month, Black History Month. There's a lot that you could teach our listeners about when it comes to stroke. So please talk to us about what you're seeing.
Well, thank you, sorry to hear the information about Snoop Dogg's daughter, but unfortunately, we, as you mentioned, we do see this a lot. The National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke is leading efforts to identify gaps and research priorities to reduce disparities and inequities in stroke and other neurological conditions. We do know that stroke is a major area of health disparities. It impacts African Americans and Hispanics more than white Americans, twice the rate in blacks and 1.5 times the rate in Hispanics. But particularly when we think in terms of the modifiable risk factors for stroke and dementia and heart disease, high blood pressure, uncontrolled high blood pressure is the number one risk factor, changeable risk factors that people have. And unfortunately, black men ages 28 to 45 have the highest rates of uncontrolled high blood pressure in this country.
And one thing that I was very frustrated with as a student is we would treat everybody with the same medicine. They would all get beta blockers at first. This was back in the 90s. Or then they would all get diuretics. And we learned that depending on our demographic and our race, there may be other medications that work better, such as calcium channel blockers or ACE inhibitors or ARBs. And so I'm hoping that the medical schools are understanding that, you know, we need to embrace the race. We need to understand that that certain medications that might have been studied in some demographics might not necessarily have those same results and implications for people of other demographics.
Yeah, that's a great point, Dr. Dahlia. We do know that there are differences that impact people for various reasons, and so that's something that we're thinking about. We recently completed a strategic planning process for health equity at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, and some of the things that we grapple with include how do we get more diverse people to participate in clinical trials, because we do know that medications impact people differently. But the good news is that, there, as you mentioned, there are a lot of different medications out there to control blood pressure. You just have to, after you've tried all of those behavioral things that we can talk about a little later to change your blood pressure, if those don't work, there are really good medications out there to treat blood pressure. We have new combination medications as well that people can use. And I agree, we have to move beyond the diuretics. And beta blockers, there are much more vast number of medications out there.
Absolutely. Talk to us about the Mind Your Risks campaign.
Well, yes, we're excited during this Heart Month to talk about the Mind Your Risk campaign, and this aims to raise the awareness about the importance of controlling blood pressure, especially during midlife, among black men aged 28 to 45. And so we have a website. It's the Mind Your Risk website, MindYourRisk.NIH.gov, where people can go and get more information. But our message is that we have to know our numbers and take charge of our health in order to prevent stroke and dementia tomorrow. We have information to empower people to do those things they can to modify their risk, such as getting more fresh fruits and vegetables, 5 to 7 a day. Also more physical activity, 20 to 30 minutes at a minimum of 3 times a week. Losing weight, getting their blood pressure or blood sugar under control if they have diabetes, as well as getting cholesterol under control and stopping smoking. And ways to manage stress in healthy ways and other things as well. But that's what this campaign is focused on, and we have a lot of materials for people that they can get from the website, and we're trying to get the word out there. So thank you again for having us, Dr. Dahlia.
No, Dr. Benson, we appreciate you. Dr. Richard Benson is director of Office of Global Health and Health Disparities at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, part of the NIH. You know, another concern that I hear from people is they check their blood pressure once in a blue moon. And when they go to the doctor, they say they had white coat hypertension, and the doctor said, okay, well, you know, it's just white coat hypertension. To me, any spike in blood pressure is significant. and it needs to be evaluated, followed up on. And maybe the problem is we've been doing blood pressure once in a blue moon at a doctor's office, and now on telemedicine, not at all. And when we really do need to check the blood pressure is after the mother-in-law calls, right? You know, or after you get your mortgage payment or rent bill in the mail. And, you know, I think we need to also train medical staff to maybe approach blood pressure evaluation a little differently.
No, thank you for saying that, Dr. Dahlia. That's a really great point that you mentioned, and I agree with you 100% with that explanation of the white coat syndrome. So it's really important. What we suggest is that individuals, in addition to going to a medical provider and getting your blood pressure checked, to check it at home at least every 2 weeks. And you have to know your numbers in order to get it under control. And you can check it at various times of the day. But if your blood pressure is elevated above 120 over 80, then it's elevated. There's the American Heart Association has new recommendations in terms of the levels of blood pressure. And so the normal blood pressure should be less than 120 over 80. And if it's above that, then you have to really be concerned and take measures to get it under control. And you're absolutely right. There are a lot of social factors. In terms of new topics of research, we sort of look at how social determinants of health impact people and impact their blood pressure and other neurological disorders and stroke. And so, you know, thinking in terms of stress and work and economics and unconscious bias and racism and medicine and all those types of factors, those are things that we have to think about moving forward in terms of these disparities that I mentioned with stroke and dementia.
In the final minute, anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yes, I'd like for them to know that uncontrolled high blood pressure is a risk factor for dementia later in life that is changeable. There's different types of dementia, but dementia in general, because the most common form is what we call mixed etiology dementia, it's important to get that blood pressure under control to lower your risk of having a heart attack, a stroke, or developing dementia later in life.
So true. All right, and give us the website one more time.
The website is mindyourrisk.nih.gov, and that's mindyourrisk.nih.gov.
Dr. Benson, we're so grateful for you to come on. Can't wait to have you back. Be well.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We're back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on December 11th, the House voted 320-71 to pass Bill H.R. 5378, called the Lower Costs, More Transparency Act. This is to reduce health care costs for seniors who receive prescription drug injections at their doctor's office. So seniors with conditions like breast cancer, blood cancer, could potentially save over $1,000 in out-of-pocket costs annually. This is according to new research from the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I've worked extensively with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society with their Man Woman of the Year. Fantastic group and such huge, huge advocates for patient care and access to care. So many doctors support this change. change, but some hospitals reportedly oppose it because it would require the Medicare program to reimburse providers the same dollar amount when they would get more if they owned the doctor's office. So, you know, here to kind of, you know, clarify what's been going on is Brian Connell, Vice President of Federal Affairs at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Right. So this is a term called site-neutral payments, site meaning the site or location where the medical care is being administered. Talk to us about what this law does and how it helps us as patients.
Yeah, that's a great question, and honestly, it'd be a huge help for patients like those that we represent at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society who have blood cancer. As you mentioned, breast cancer, it could be folks with multiple sclerosis or COPD. There's tons of patients who could benefit from changes like this. And what it means is that really we could have Medicare pay the same amount for the same service. So right now, as you mentioned, a doctor's office gets paid a certain amount, but that doctor's office, if it's owned by a hospital, suddenly gets paid a lot more. And so you have big hospital systems going around the country and buying up individual hospital or individual physician practices. And so you see patients overpaying for what is the exact same care they got before. Same doctor, same nurse, same drug, but suddenly they're paying a lot more for it. And so this law would help, this bill would help put an end to that. We're excited that it got through the House and now it's on to the Senate.
Yeah, hallelujah. It's crazy how this stuff happens, but hospitals have been able to negotiate higher reimbursement rates, and they have, you know, such a bigger, having a small family medicine practice, I never had the ability to negotiate. And so I like the idea of equal pay for equal services. And unfortunately, there's been that disparity. You obviously have been, working with patients that have cancer, leukemia and lymphoma, as you said, MS, osteoporosis medications as well, those infusions. So there's many sort of, shall we say, things that this would help cover or protect in terms of transparency.
That's right. And, you know, patients need this help yesterday because blood cancer patients, you know, we have surveys that show us that about 4 out of every 10 cancer patients use their entire life's assets. So both their, whatever they have on hand and all their savings, they use all of that within 2 years of getting their diagnosis. That's how expensive cancer care can be. And so, you know, saving $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, you know, that's the type of savings we can get from a change like this. You know, it's enormous for patients who are struggling to afford the care that they need to be able to get that relief.
Mm-hmm. So it still has to pass the Senate. Anything our listeners can do, is this something that, should they write their senators, or how can we try to garner more support for this?
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely right. That's where we are in the process. We had a, overwhelmingly positive vote in the House. We had, you trying to convince 320 members of the House from both parties that the sky's blue is tough on any given day. But getting them to vote yes on a bill was really exciting. But now we got to take that same energy and move it to the U.S. Senate. So we'd love every listener to be contacting their U.S. senators. You know, essentially everybody has 2 U.S. senators. And it makes an enormous difference to be able to, just pick up the phone or write an email. They all have emails that they can find on their website. And weighing in with your story saying, it's time to pass this bill. This is the Lower Cost, More Transparency Act. But when they hear from constituents, when they hear from people that they represent, that really starts to change their minds. And especially when they hear that it's a easy bill that has a huge benefit and has bipartisan support, you roll all that together, and I think we'll get a really positive vote on the floor of the Senate and get this bill signed into law.
Mm-hmm. And, every little bit counts. I I understand medicines are expensive. Research is expensive. Staff, labor costs, malpractice, building rent. And so when people say, well, we need to trim the fat in healthcare, this is a great way to do it. You know, if there doesn't need to be the additional hundreds or thousands of dollars added on top of it, you know, because I get it. It costs money to run an office. It costs money to run a hospital. I get that. But without that, you know, I've always been in support of at least some transparency. Why are you charging more? If you do have higher rent, you could show us. We'll understand. But if it's just, well, because we can, you know, we could just get, you know, don't ask, don't get, that hurts us. And my uncle had leukemia, passed away when he was only 13 years old. We are so grateful what the LLS does and all the research and funding and all the support you help patients where, you know, where now leukemia isn't a death sentence anymore. I mean, there's so much that can be done in the blood cancer realm. And so, you know, we need to help you, LLS, do your fight, you know, and because the funds you get, you don't need that going to fat. You need that going to care and research.
That's exactly right. I mean, it is, it's amazing the progress that we've made in terms of the new treatments that are available, whether it's, you know, transplants, bone marrow transplants, or it's new drugs. You know, there's so much potential out there that, you know, the science is there and people can't access it because it's too expensive. And you're right. It's to a certain extent, you know, things are going to cost a lot of money. It's cancer care. We get that. And we can, you know, pool all the funds together. We can make it happen. But when there's opportunities to find savings in a way that actually improves patient care instead of adversely affecting patient care, like, we got to take those opportunities where they happen. And this is one that is pretty common sense. And I think we're going to be, you know, hopefully successful getting this across the finish line as a result.
Love it. Anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Just to, you know, share the word. I think, you know, everyone knows someone who has struggled with the healthcare costs if they haven't themselves, whether it's your family, you know, someone you work with, someone at church, your neighbor. You know, there's so much that is happening right now, movement across the country to really take a hard look at costs. And I think we want folks to spread the word about this Lower Cost, More Transparency Act. Of course, start with your U.S. senators, but don't stop there. We really need to make this a movement so we can start to save patients money.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Brian. I mean, I'm sure I've met you at some of the events, but can't wait to have you back on the show and thank the LLS team for all they do.
Thank you so much.
Be well. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we're not going to solve the problem with hospitals and high cost if we, one, don't, you know, demand transparency, but also if we don't also understand what is going on deeper with the medical system. We understand that hospitals, and I've explained to you why hospitals might charge more, because they're trying to compensate for much of the free care they give. So whereas a small family doctor's office might be able to streamline care, hospitals are trying to figure out ways how to overcome much of the lost revenue. Unfortunately, you know, it shouldn't be on the backs of taxpayers and patients with cancer. We need to come up with a better system. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.